Hi, everybody. It's Kevin. Today is Thursday, November 5th, and if you get the chance over the next day or so, it's Carol Blackburn's birthday, so make sure you send her well wishes. So today, the Navy announced that they exercised previously established options, awarding EB $9.5 billion worth of contracts for the construction of the first two ships of the Columbia class. So this is really an exciting day for every one of us. And we just got done participating in a press conference with Hondo Gertz. He's the Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Research, Development, and Acquisition, and a couple of the other Navy officials to announce this award with the press. So the Columbia program, as many of you know, is our nation's number one strategic defense priority, and it's received bipartisan support from the Congress to ensure its success, and we are certainly thankful for all the support that we've gotten. So joining me on today's call with Secretary Gertz and on the podcast today is Beth Rafferty, our Vice President of the Columbia Program. So Beth, welcome to the podcast and congratulations to you and your team.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
So we've had a lot of people who've joined our team in recent years, and maybe not everybody knows you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'd be happy to. So first, thanks for having me today. This is my very first podcast ever. And it's pretty exciting to do it on a day like today, of all days. As you mentioned in the press conference a little earlier today, this is really a once-in-a-generational event for shipbuilders, and I'm really excited to be a part of it. So I joined EB in 1994 after graduating from New York Polytechnic University on Long Island. That's actually not far from where you went to school at SUNY Maritime, I understand. Mm-hmm. And my first job at EB was as a structural engineer in solid mechanics. Back then, I was supporting the Virginia program, just getting started. And since then, I've had the great opportunity to hold a number of different roles throughout the organization. I spent some time in quality and ship certification, spent some time as a procurement manager, actually, when we were just starting up Columbia procurement of major components. I was the director of naval architecture and structural engineering design, and the director of integrated power systems before being named VP of Columbia last year.
So Columbia is not new for you, and you've been around this program for a long time. So let's talk a little bit about what today's announcement means for the Columbia team.
Sure. Today's announcement awards EB $9.5 billion for the construction of what our team calls Build One. So Build One includes the lead ship Columbia and second ship, which was very recently named Wisconsin. So essentially, this award provides us funding that allow us to move from advanced construction into full construction, and the team is already working hard at that.
The team, all of your team and a lot of the organization moved really quickly to secure this funding. Is that right? Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. Okay, that's right. Our experience has told us that similar negotiations to arrive an agreement that would secure funding has taken up to 18 months in the past. But given the importance of delivering Columbia class to the Navy, we worked very closely with the Navy team and the EB team on expedited negotiations that took only 8 months. So that required a lot of dedication on both sides, but what it means now is that all the energy we would normally be putting into the negotiations process is behind us, and we can get to the work on full construction with the right kind of focus.
And that is a heck of an accomplishment for a program this big. So maturity of the Columbia program is really impressive. So let's talk about the status of the design and how it provides us an advantage.
Absolutely. So maturity of this program is a great point of pride for all of us working on the program, particularly at the engineering and design community. As the one thing that distinguishes the lead ship Columbia from all lead ships in the past, actually, is the unprecedented level of design maturity at construction start. Today, we are 100% complete with arrangements and 81% complete with disclosures. And if you compare that progress to Virginia class at the same point in construction, they were only 76% with arrangements and 43% with disclosures. And if you look even further back on Ohio, we had only 10% of disclosures complete at the same point in the program. So not only is the design of this ship more mature than any lead ship in history, we accomplished all this while transitioning to our IPDE tool set and to a model-based design, so an entirely new way of thinking and designing at EB. So if the design maturity wasn't impressive enough on its face value, when I consider what we've done that while we were transitioning to an entirely new set of tools and systems, I think this achievement is even much more impressive.
I agree. Very impressive. And we continue to hear, in fact, we just got done on the press conference where the Navy talked about Columbia being the number one strategic priority for our entire country. So these ships must be of the highest quality, and we've got to deliver them on time. So tell us a little bit about the timeline that and what it's going to look like, what it took us to get to this stage, and what it's going to look like going forward.
Sure. So October was a big month for the Columbia program. October marked the point where we moved into official construction start and transitioned from advanced construction into our ramp up to full rate production. In fact, by the end of the year, we'll be about 70% of our planned peak staffing at Quonset Point. So we're ramping up fast. Columbia modules are going to have to arrive in Groton at the new South Yard Assembly Building in 2024 to enable delivery of lead ship Columbia to the Navy in 2027. So that's an 84-month schedule, which may sound like a long time, but we really have to execute flawlessly if we're going to meet that timeline and deliver the ship when the Navy needs it in service. Our aggressive design maturity is certainly going to help, but we need the support of almost every organization in the company to make sure we achieve that goal. That means design and engineering, materials quality, our new facilities and real estate team, human resources all have to pull together and help our operations team be successful. It's an aggressive schedule, but I think we've talked about what we've talked about today shows that our team is committed to meeting it.
I know the team is committed to meeting it, and I think what I want everybody listening to this to recall is where were you today on November 5th, 2020? This doesn't happen very often, that we have set ourselves up for an incredible program that is going to make long careers for many of some of our newest shipbuilders. And that is hugely important and should be a sense of great pride for what we're going to do in the coming years. So the entry into full construction on this is truly a once-in-a-generation event. So for the first time in almost 20 years, EB will be constructing two classes of submarines, and it's the culmination of years of preparation and teamwork by everybody involved, and it's going to take all of us to deliver. The Navy, our suppliers, and all 17,000 of us. So now it's on all of us to deliver the best lead ship in our company's history, and I'm proud to be part of the team that's going to get that done. So, Beth, thanks for being here today, and thanks to all of you for listening. We'll talk again soon.